Welcome to Get Talent Optimized, the podcast where we navigate the intricate world of people, talent, and culture strategies. I'm Liz Palmieri-Coonley. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And I'm CEO of Get Talent Optimized and Vice President of Talent Optimization at MVP Results. I'm here to guide you through the landscape of leading and empowering diverse teams in medium-sized organizations. Today marks the very exciting beginning of our journey together, filled with insights, strategies, and real-life solutions. In this inaugural episode of Get Talent Optimized, titled Performance Management Myths, What You're Getting Wrong, we delve into the common misconceptions surrounding performance management. As leaders and visionaries, understanding and dismantling these myths is crucial in shaping a more effective and empathetic approach to leadership. Our goal today is not just to enlighten, but to empower. We'll uncover the truths behind these myths, equipping you with the knowledge and strategies to transform into better, more effective leaders. This episode is about setting the stage for growth and a more inclusive culture within your organization. Remember, this journey is one of collaboration and support. As we explore these myths and their realities, think of this podcast as a partner in your leadership journey, a resource to help you navigate the unique challenges you face in your role. I'll do my best to break down these myths in a clear, concise, and most importantly, actionable way. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just starting out, our discussions are tailored to be as insightful as they are practical. In respecting the diverse tapestry of my audience, we celebrate the different perspectives and experiences that you bring. Each episode, including today's, is crafted with this rich diversity in mind. While I approach these topics optimistically, I also stay grounded in reality. The road to effective performance management is not without its challenges, but together we'll navigate these complexities with practical, actionable advice. So let's embark on this enlightening journey into the world of performance management myths. It's time to get talent optimized. The truth about performance management that I wish I'd been taught earlier in my leadership career? True performance management is an ongoing, dynamic process. It's a form of communication that aligns your team's efforts with your business goals, but it goes beyond evaluating performance. It's about setting clear expectations, providing continuous support, and creating an environment where each team member not only thrives, but also aligns their personal and professional goals with the vision and mission of your organization. Performance management plays a crucial role in the diverse and dynamic operational environments we navigate, from breaking stereotypes to fostering inclusive spaces. It's not just about meeting numbers and targets. It's about recognizing and leveraging each team member's diverse strengths and perspectives. It's about making it all make sense, aligning individual aspirations with the broader objectives of your organization. Last week, I spoke with a phenomenal leader of a mid-sized tech firm facing high employee turnover and low morale. Her approach to revamping performance management was transformative. She introduced regular and formal check-ins, established mentorship programs, and created a culture where feedback was a two-way conversation. The results were incredible: increased employee engagement, innovation, and productivity. It's a powerful example of how effective performance management can unleash the full potential of your team. As we explore the world of performance management, remember, it's more than a process. It's a strategy we use to inspire, engage, and grow your team and business. Performance management is a tool that, when used wisely, can transform your leadership and organizational culture. Now let's shift gears and tackle some common myths in performance management with myth-busting time. I aim to debunk these myths and empower you with strategies that resonate with your unique leadership style and organizational culture. Myth number one, the best approach is a one-size-fits-all approach. Now, this is a big one, and if you can sharpen this skill of leveraging the right strategy with the right person, your leadership relationships will absolutely transform. Remember, your business is as unique as the people who drive it. A tailored approach that respects and leverages your team's diverse backgrounds, experiences, and aspirations. That's what leads to more impactful outcomes. This involves setting personalized goals, offering varied feedback, and understanding what motivates each team member. Money isn't the motivator for everyone that you might think it is. Moving on to myth number two, performance management is just annual reviews. My golden rule for performance management is that it is an ongoing conversation. If your idea of performance management is limited to the annual review, it's time to expand your view. Think of it as an ongoing dialogue, a continuous exchange of ideas and feedback that help align individual goals with your employees' and your organization's goals. Regular check-ins and real-time bi-directional feedback are the keys here. Yes, that's right. You want to create an environment that allows your employees to give you feedback on your performance too. Instead of waiting a year for feedback, imagine the power of continuous insights about how you impact their work performance, which would allow you both to make ongoing improvements and to align on your business and relational goals. And now myth number three, performance management is only about correcting poor performance. This myth can really limit the potential of your team. Performance management is not just a tool for correction. It's a platform for recognition and development. It's about identifying and celebrating strengths as much as making improvements. A 2012 study coming out of Indiana University's Kelly School of Business makes these 9 recommendations for delivering feedback focusing on the recommended strengths-based approach. Number 1, identify your employees' strengths and provide positive feedback on how they use their strength while encouraging them to maintain and improve those behaviors. Number 2, link any constructive feedback to your employees' knowledge rather than their talent, as knowledge is changeable and can be acquired. Number 3, show employees how their strengths can compensate for their development areas and partner them with someone strong in their development area as a resource. Number 4, before providing employee feedback, be sure that you fully understand their role, their strengths, and how those two things interact. Number 5, deliver feedback in a private setting. And I like to add to this that I would recommend giving feedback somewhere other than your office, because that setting may reinforce the unequal power dynamic. Number 6, provide at least 3 pieces of positive feedback for every constructive piece of feedback. Number 7, provide feedback that is specific and accurate. Therefore, your employees need a bit more than good job. Number 8, explain the linkage between the employees' behaviors, not just in relation to their career trajectory, but also the impact on their team and the organization. And number 9, provide clear and specific next steps for their development and follow up on their progress to that plan. I remember speaking to a leader of a minority-owned startup who shifted their performance management focus to a strengths-based approach during the pandemic. The result? A team that was more engaged, creative, and productive. They knew their strengths were valued, and they were more open to exploring ways to overcome their challenges. So there we have it. 3 performance management myths thoroughly busted. Effective performance management is dynamic, ongoing, and holistic. It's about fostering a culture of continuous growth and achievement. Remember, the performance management journey is as diverse as the teams we lead. Now that we've debunked the myths, it's time to focus on what really works. Let's dive into practical strategies for effective organizational performance management. Firstly, the cornerstone of effective performance management, setting clear, achievable goals. It's vital that these goals not only align with your business objectives, but also resonate deeply with your team. Involving your team in this goal-setting process ensures realistic goals and imbues a sense of ownership and motivation. This collaborative approach transforms goal-setting from a top-down directive to a shared mission. Now let's embrace the power of regular feedback. I mean, truly embrace it. Integrate feedback into your daily interactions. It doesn't always need to be formal. Informal check-ins, a chat over coffee, or a simple real-time statement of praise can significantly impact team morale and trust. However, these informal interactions should complement, not replace, regular formal one-on-one meetings. You want to aim to spend meaningful time with each team member, about 2 hours per month. The frequency of these meetings usually falls in the weekly or bi-weekly range. And please, 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 please stop rescheduling or canceling your employees' one-on-one meetings. What message do you think rescheduling or canceling one-on-one sends to your direct reports? Let's shift to personal development. Performance management is a forward-looking process, preparing your team for future challenges and opportunities for training, mentorship, and development plans. This approach demonstrates your investment in your employees' long-term growth beyond immediate business results. I want to highlight something crucial here. It is important to learn how each employee prefers to receive recognition. Some folks enjoy public recognition in front of the team, while others prefer recognition like a handwritten note that's more private. Some folks prefer recognition for their work as part of a team, while others would prefer recognition for their individual contributions. Understanding and respecting these preferences ensures your gratitude is received as intended, a genuine acknowledgement of their efforts and contributions, and not something that leaves them wanting to crawl under their desks to hide. When I mention the importance of recognition with a leader, and they say, they're doing their job, they get paid for that job, I have to be honest, I have to take a deep breath and pause. Please recognize and celebrate achievements, no matter how small, because it's the right and human thing to do. Finally, don't underestimate the power of technology and performance management. Utilize tools and software to streamline goal setting, feedback, and recognition. These resources can simplify administrative tasks, allowing you to focus more on the human aspect of team management. Implementing these strategies is about more than just improving performance. It's about building a culture of trust, growth, and recognition. I'm a big believer in the power of reflection. So if possible, hit pause, grab yourself a piece of paper and something to write with. I'll wait for you to get back. Welcome back. Take a few minutes right now to reflect and respond to this question. How can these strategies be integrated into your unique organizational culture? As I wrap up today's enlightening episode, let's revisit the key insights we've uncovered. We've debunked some common performance management myths, highlighting the importance of a dynamic, individualized approach, continuous feedback, and recognizing the diverse strengths of each team member. We've explored how effective performance management is more than just processes. It's about inspiring and engaging your team and aligns with the broader goals of your organization. We've also examined the importance of adapting and evolving your strategy in response to organizational changes and feedback. Now it's your turn to apply these insights within your organization. Embrace these strategies to nurture a culture of growth, innovation, and inclusivity. And if you're looking for more guidance, especially on conducting effective one-on-one meetings, I have just the resource for you. Head over to www.gettalentoptimized.com to grab your copy of The Ultimate Guide to Transformative One-on-One Meetings. This guide is usually priced at $9.99, but for our listeners, use the code PERFORM in all caps, PERFORM, at checkout to get it for just $5.99. It's a small investment for a transformative shift in how you lead and connect with your team. Thank you for joining me for this first episode of Get Talent Optimized. Your commitment to optimizing talent and developing effective, heart-centered, and human-first strategies makes you a visionary leader. Stay tuned for our next episode, Kickstarting Your Journey to Peak Performance Development, where we will continue to enhance your leadership and organizational success. Until then, remember to lead with empathy, inspire with action, and optimize every opportunity. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast, share it with your colleagues and peers, and leave me a review. Your feedback helps me grow and tailor my content to your needs. Let's keep this conversation going. I'd love to hear about your reflections and how you implement these strategies in your business. I'm Liz Palmieri-Coonley, and this has been Get Talent Optimized. Keep talent optimizing, and see you next time.